Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome once again to Border Crossings. We have reached out to an artist who's on tour right now, and she happens to be down the block as we speak to her. She's in a hotel here in Maryland, performing tonight with Jesse McCartney. We'd like to welcome to our show Casey Bear, who is on tour for her new EP. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. And so how long has this tour been going on?
So we've been on the road for about 20 days so far. And actually a month yesterday will be our last show in LA. We have 34 shows.
Wow.
All across the US.
Right. But LA. So it's probably last show on this leg and then you start again. Cause an artist is never done touring. You're always touring. Always. So
yeah, this is my first tour and I'm really excited.
And but how has it been going? I mean, how have the audience been?
It's been unbelievable. Better than I could have ever imagined. Like, it's my favorite thing in the entire world. I've literally never had a better time in my entire life.
It's interesting because obviously you're a very beautiful female artist, performer, beautiful voice, but you're on tour with a idol male type dynamic. So there's lots of screaming young ladies who came to see Jesse who are there. And so it's kind of an interesting audience for you to be in front of, but that's great. You know, and
it's actually pretty close to what my demographic would be, because a lot of the music I write is about teenage heartbreak and feelings. So teenage girls kind of relate to it as well. But there are definitely a few guys there. My biggest hit is my song R.I.P.
Oh, that's the biggest hit now, R.I.P.? And is that also about relationship and about heartbreak?
It is about my lack of relationships.
Really? Lack of?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's the like tagline is RIP to my love life.
Well, I gotta ask why. I mean, you're 21 and yeah, very beautiful. So tell me why, unless you're just too busy for guys. I mean,
no. Number one, I have kind of bad taste. But but it's getting better. It's getting better.
Uh-huh.
I've had a lot of long conversations with my friends that have said there is no more.
Mm-hmm.
But just kind of, you know, I'm not someone to settle for something that I feel like I don't deserve, and someone that, you know, I want to be treated correctly with respect. And also I've just been working so much and, you know, I want to find somebody that I really connect to.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Casey Bear. Her new EP is Not That Girl. You said that you have changed your taste a little bit. What are you looking for the guys who are tuned in right now around the world? Now, we have millions of people in over 100 countries around the world. They're all going to be sending you messages and saying, pick me, pick me. What are you looking for?
Nice guys.
That's it?
Nice guys. Someone that is very loyal and funny, charismatic, and has drive and passion and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how about COVID? How has COVID affected what you do and affected your life?
COVID has definitely had a really big impact. For obviously it's been absolutely terrible, but the opportunity to take time away for myself and, you know, work on my craft has been really great. It's definitely had its ups and downs, but it gave me the ability to work on my writing and my performance techniques and everything. So that's been great. I'd say emotionally, it was definitely difficult in the beginning a little bit, just being so isolated. But, you know, now we're back and live music is back, which is probably one of the hardest things about the whole COVID situation, being so isolated, minus obviously the virus and the global pandemic. But
Right. Did the whole staying quarantined at home thing affect your writing? Did it have an impact on how you write?
It definitely did. I grew exponentially writing wise because I was able to do so many Zoom sessions and take some time to, you know, self-reflect and really decide what I wanted to write about, who I wanted to write about, and the kind of messages I wanted to put out for people.
Mm-hmm.
Take It Personal is about a guy that couldn't give me the respect or time of day to be honest about his feelings. And instead of, you know, being honest and be like, yo, like, there's somebody else, or I can't do this right now. He basically pretended like I didn't exist and spoke as if we were strangers. Mm. And I was just like, yo, that's number one, not cool. So If you treat me wrong, I hope you get what you deserve.
Right. Karma.
Yeah.
All right. Well, take it personal.
I hope he takes it personal.
He should take it personal. Here's Casey Bear, and this is Take It Personal. Let's check it out here on Border Crossings. Break your heart, break your mind. Crossings. That song is called Take It Personal. Casey Bear is with us, and the new EP is Not That Girl. Casey's here with us. And so when you write these songs about guys, do they know that the song is about them?
Some of them definitely do. And I have gotten a few texts, but has Taylor Swift taught people anything? I think to myself all the time, I'm like, yo, and in my bio, on all my social medias, it's, I've probably written a song about you. And some of the guys are like, so are you going to write a song about me? And I'm like, dude, there's two songs I could write about you. One that you're going to want written about you and one that you're really not going to want written about you, but it's up to you which one you're going to get.
Right, right, right. So they better do you good, you know, because
I'm like, the cards are in your hands.
Casey Bear is talking to us from a hotel room about her new EP, Not That Girl. And I read where you have suffered from anxiety through a lot of your career. There's been that always, it's an interesting career choice for a person who has anxiety. And many artists, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, you know, many different artists, even Beyonce, who has anxiety and had to create Sasha Fierce, her alter ego, to be able to go on stage and overcome that anxiety. How do you deal with anxiety in this business?
Well, I've been creating music and singing since I could speak, basically. But music is the one place I've never had any sort of anxieties or nerves or anything. So I'm more comfortable singing or performing in front of hundreds of thousands of people or one person versus sitting in a classroom or in a normal daily situation with peers.
And so, your social media following is getting near a million. So, you know, that's huge. And you have done a lot of cover songs, which is a little easier because you're not exposing your own songwriting skills. And it's not really a life that you've lived when you sing someone else's songs, but now you're also singing your own songs. New dimension, new step, new place for Casey Bear.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Releasing my own music has been unbelievable. And the response that people are giving me about how my messages have helped them and my songs, you know, they relate to them, which is really special because that's what music has done for me, is given me the opportunity to feel less alone and connect to somebody else and know that like things are going to be okay and other people feel like this. So that's been really great for me. So that's kind of what I try to do through my music, which is therapeutic for not only myself, but for everybody else.
Do you have any advice for young people who might be going through a heartbreak? I mean, what works for Casey Bear when she's feeling sad? Because I know you wrote what you call a lot of sad songs. I don't think you're necessarily a sad person. So
no. No, not necessarily. I'd say the best thing to do is just realize like everything happens for a reason. I know it sounds so cliche, but you eventually will find the right person that loves you and treats you with the amount of respect that you deserve. So you kind of just have to be patient waiting for that person and not take anything, and this is kind of funny, but not take anything too personally, because a lot of the times where there's cheating or something like that, it's a reflection of them, not you. And just kind of try and distract yourself and, you know, realize your self-worth, that you are so amazing and beautiful and you deserve the world and nothing less than that.
That's an everyday battle because it's so easy to say, and yet when you're in it, it's so hard to do.
Totally. It's definitely something that, you know, everyone I think struggles with, me included. So it's definitely, you know, easier to say than do, but, you know, you kind of got to keep that mindset in order to start believing it.
And when you go out on stage and you're feeling this anxiety or panic attack or whatever, how do you overcome that? What do you do to help push you through?
I have never had any sort of that with being on stage and performing. That's easier for me than doing anything else. Like going out on stage, the best feeling in the world. But versus, you know, living an everyday life where, you know, I do have anxiety and I have my days. I've definitely over the years had a lot of, you know, self-work to be able to cope with certain things, but I definitely still have my days. And I'd say my best advice for when I have like my anxious days or have a panic attack, which is my least favorite thing. Oh, I have a song called Panic, which basically kind of describes my first panic attack. Mm. But the first thing I always do is I, you know, take some deep breaths and like focus on all the amazing things I have in my life that I'm grateful for and know that this is only a temporary feeling and emotion. And, you know, try and remind myself of, you know, happy things. And honestly, I'd say distraction is like the number one thing I do. Like since I was younger and like the first time I ever had a panic attack, I like made a little folder on my phone of something that, you know, makes me happy. Like whether it's my favorite songs or a video that I love or just games. I play games on my phone sometimes, to be honest, or TV show, anything that kind of comforts you and makes you feel kind of at home always definitely helps me. So it's don't distract yourself too much because you got to feel your feelings. But I also highly recommend, you know, talking to somebody you feel safe and comfortable with, a family member, a guardian, a mom or dad or anyone. I also really love and believe in therapy. I've been in therapy for a while and she has helped me so much. And there's nothing wrong with therapy. I feel like everyone has a stigma against it, but it's just a neutral party to bounce things off of that, you know, have the ability to give you outside advice and advice about other experiences that can help. So whether you're able to call someone or see someone, there's always someone to talk to.
And it's great that, you know, many artists like yourself included are open about mental health challenges. And you know, I mean, you've got Selena Gomez, who's created a website, Demi Lovato. You've got so many people who are now talking and bringing this out into the open, whereas, you know, years ago, 20, 30 years ago, it was kind of hush hush, very private stuff. But now people are using this platform to help other people realize you're not alone, that even, you know, stars can have these problems.
Completely. And that's really what has helped me the most is knowing that I'm not alone. And when we still have a long way to go with everyone, you know, talking and normalizing mental health and anxiety and depression and all those fun things, but it's definitely getting better. I remember when I first, you know, figured out that what I was feeling was anxiety and what I was going through, I hid it for a really long time, which ended up hurting me in the long run. And it's nothing to be ashamed of or think you're crazy or weird. When I first, you know, had my first experiences with anxiety, it was super, you know, it was never talked about. Everyone had to be perfect. Things were perfect. Nobody ever had anything wrong with them. And I was like, oh my God, I have this thing and I'm weird. Like, people aren't going to like me if they know that. But that's actually the opposite, because it's what makes us human is our imperfections.
Yes. And especially now, it's hard to be a millennial. It's hard to be a young person now with everything going on and the tension in Ukraine and the economy and the shooting that was recently in an elementary school. These headlines, if you put on the news, it's not good. None of it is good.
No, I like literally have no words. It's inhumane to, you know, hear these things. Like last night at the show, I dedicated some of the songs to the beautiful human beings that did not deserve to have their lives taken from them so soon. And it's really heartbreaking that these things continue to happen and nobody's able to put a stop to it. And you know, everybody deserves to live their life. And these young, beautiful children were just taken too soon for no reason, which is, there are no words that.
No, there aren't. There's no explanation that makes any sense whatsoever about what happened, but continues to happen. So we've got Casey Bear with us. We're going to make some sense right now with her music. She said it's a sad song, so get the tissue box close.
Oh, yeah.
So what are we going to perform this time?
This is going to be my song, Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever. Here's Casey Bear with us on Border Crossings. Casey Bear and Never Have I Ever. And tell me about that song. That obviously it's a sad song, and it came from a very, very deep place inside. So tell me about that song.
So actually, that song was the very first song I ever recorded and wrote while crying. I cried in the studio. I wrote the song like 2 days after the whole breakup happened. Basically, I was in a long distance relationship with someone, and it, you know, ended because it wasn't able to work out on his part. But it was about all the things that we talked about doing together when we were together, but that we never got to do.
Stop. Very, very tough. And a lot of people have long distance relationships now. It's quite common. And it takes a lot of work, and it's, you know, obviously an extra challenge that you can't see that person. And you deserve, as much as anybody, if not more than anybody, you deserve to find a person that's going to love and support you. You personally, I still cannot wrap my hands around the fact that you say you're single. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make any sense, but you know, I mean, Mr. Right will come along instead of Mr. Right Now. Mr. Right will come along. There's no question about that. Casey Bear is talking with us. Not Bad Girl is the name of the EP. You mentioned a little while ago you have things you turn to help you sometimes feel better and get out of a dark place. You said one of those things is television, and I know you're addicted to reality television.
I do. I do like my fair share of reality television. But to really make me feel and like safe and enjoy, and just something that gets my mind off of kind of what I'm feeling, really does help. I always like, I have my go-tos, like definitely Friends is a go-to. And currently I am watching Entourage, which is such a great show. I saw it a couple years ago, but I'm rewatching it. But something that just, you know, makes you feel comfortable. Like I always go to shows that I've seen before. For some reason. So big on like Friends, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, just kind of light, like happy shows, I'd say.
Right. Well, that's great. I mean, those are, you know, I mean, anything you can do to make yourself feel better and enjoy something at the same time. Do you want to be on a TV show? I know you've been in videos before, but do you want to do acting? Is that something?
I mean, that would be dope. I did a lot of acting growing up. I was also a musical theater kid. So that's when I started performing when I was really young.
Okay. And you started when you were six, right?
Yeah, that was my first show.
Wow. So you have quite an impressive resume from 6 to 21. And in September, you'll have another birthday, which is just around the corner.
Yeah. I mean, don't age me too soon.
What happened at 21 that was any different than the 20? I mean, you know, technically you can drink, but I mean, do you feel like...
I'm not like an alcohol. I feel like just a bit. Yeah. But nothing changed. Just got a year older.
This new EP, which is Not That Girl. Why did you call it Not That Girl? Why did you pick that as the title?
Well, that was actually the last song we wrote for the EP. It originally had a different title, but I felt like it didn't really fit that body of work and me at the current moment. But as soon as I wrote that song, I was like, oh my God, that really has every bit of each song in that, because I'm not that girl. Basically, the reason I wrote this song was, you know, a lot of stereotypical girls all over, but especially in LA, you know, go out, go clubbing, you know, get drunk and do drugs and stuff like that, and go home with random strangers. And I'm just not that girl. I was never able to. I was at a club one night with a friend, and she went home with a guy, and I went home alone, and she had never met him before. I was just thinking to myself in the Uber, like, God, I'm not that girl. Like, as hard as I try to be that person that can just be carefree, get blackout drunk, do all these things, which is like totally normal for girls my age or guys or whoever. I'm just not that person. No matter how hard I try, it's just not going to be me. And for a while I was like, oh God, like I feel like I'm so different and I wish I could do these things. But that night in the Uber on my way home, I was finally like, like I'm not that girl. And like, I'm okay with that. And I kind of like that about myself because it's different and it's not what you'd assume. People always like assume something different when they like first talk to me and like look at me. And then later on when they get to know me, they're like, oh, you're different than I had assumed.
We're talking with Casey Bear, and what are we going to hear the next?
This is called R.I.P.
R.I.P. This is the single you were talking about at the beginning. Let's check it out. Casey Bear, R.I.P.
R.I.P. to my love.
Sings R.I.P. Casey Bear, and she's here with us right now on tour with Jesse McCartney. And so if you had to pick a favorite song on the new EP, a song you love, I know it's like picking children and all that, but
literally,
you know, songs that people should be really checking out. If they only have limited amount of time, what song would you recommend that they actually tune to?
I mean, there are only six songs on there, so you should probably check them all out. But
check them all out. Make enough time.
It differs like literally every single day, especially like being able to perform them live and seeing everyone's raw reaction. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's really hard. It's like picking my kids because they're all of my music are completely true stories. It's like, if you read my diary, that would be exactly what it's like. Like if you ripped out a page, that would be a song that I would write, because that's what's really important to me, is to be really, you know, authentic and real and honest. So I don't know, maybe, God, I don't even know. How do you pick?
All of them. That's right. Don't pick one. I don't want to put you in a corner. Just say all of them. And then that's
all of
that
them.
Works.
Honestly,
that works. That works. Make enough time.
I've never been able to pick.
Now, if you had to go to an island, here's the old question the DJs ask. If you were stuck on a desert island, what record would you take with you and why?
Purpose by Justin Bieber.
You're a big Bieber fan. You cried when you saw him in concert, I saw.
Yes, I do. I do every single time.
So he's number one on your wish list to collaborate with, I assume?
Oh, hands down. He's the person that made me realize that, you know, I wasn't alone in the things I was feeling, because he was the first person that really spoke out about, you know, mental health and not being perfect. And that was really at the time where I needed that, feeling so alone. Like I felt something that nobody else felt. And when I was like, oh my God, somebody I love so much feels this way too. Like, that's crazy. So the Purpose album is really what changed everything for me, and kind of, you know, cliche, but where I found my purpose is writing music to try and, you know, connect to other people to make them feel less alone. If I could do that for even half of the people, then that's my goal.
Any plan for a full studio album?
Hopefully very soon, but I write a lot of music, so I definitely have plenty of songs and ideas and feelings to put together.
All right. Well, very nice to meet you and to talk to you. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and this is an exciting time to have your debut. It's a debut EP, I believe.
Yes, you know? It is. It is indeed.
And to be on tour with, you know, Jesse McCartney, which is coming to an end as we air this interview, but you'll be touring again. And if people want to find out more about Casey Bear and check your tour schedule and find out about you and reach out to you, where do they go?
You can go to my Instagram. It's Casey Bear with an extra R, CaseyBaerr. And then my TikTok, you can also go. That's where I release tons of unreleased music. So give a little sneak peeks, but that's, I'm Casey Bear. I am CaseyBaerr.
And what about website? Do you have a regular website?
My website is currently being built.
Oh, great.
It'll end up being in my bio at some point. So go check my Instagram and TikTok.
All right. Check her out. Casey Bear, thank you for being on the show today. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to meet you. Casey Bear is her name. Not That Girl is the name of the EP. And please do pick up a copy. It's available on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere you can get music these days. And also check her out online. And perhaps she'll come and perform for you someday soon. So stay tuned. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thanks for watching VOA TV.
This is a country that I chose to become a citizen. I didn't have to become a citizen. I chose to become a citizen.
I feel like America gave me an opportunity to pursue my passion as an artist.
I really believe that clean eating is a way to a more successful life, or a happier life, if you want to put it that way.
One of the things that helps me wake up every morning is doing better, being better.
We grew up poor, and so I'm always focused on helping the working class be able to have a more comfortable lifestyle.
I'm passionate about doing justice every day. I oftentimes say that justice is a verb, not a noun. You know, I believe in action and moving the ball forward.
We are able to touch on things that are important to people on an everyday basis. We hope that our viewers are getting inspired when they watch our show. They're getting a view of the world from a different perspective, things that perhaps are not in their immediate vicinity. Today, I could put in on the show something that is a little different, a little unique, and this gives me that inspiration to come to work.
How do you see the world?
I see countries in turmoil.
I see our planet changing.
I see people at peace.
No matter how you see the world, you'll get an unbiased and uncensored view of it on Voice of America. On television, radio, online, and mobile. In more than 40 languages all day, every day, millions of people tune us in.
How do I see the world? On Voice of America.